Pilas Mabuhay!
Nandito rin naman po kami.
Tito Oscar.
And Tita Miriam. Here on 104.6 Planet FM, giving you inspirations, updates on Philippine news and events, and thoughts to live by. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Kaibigan natin sa kahanginan. Nandito na naman tayo sa programa nato Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kaning inyong pinangga, walang iba si Tito Oscar. Tita Miriam?
Good afternoon. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Nandito na naman po kami si Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from now 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. Stay with us as we have some good reflections to share with you tonight. At kumusta po ang lahat nating mahal sa buhay? Mamahalin kita. Isn't it our pledge to all the people whom we love and care for? So be with us tonight.
Nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Sayaw
Kumusta ang lahat nating mga tagapagtangkilik sa ating programang itong Pilipinas Mabuhay. Nandito na naman po, ito si Tita Miriam and with Tito Oscar on the panel. Ano? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo? Kumusta ang mga bata enjoying their school holidays? They will be back to school on Monday, but I believe they enjoyed staying at home with this cold weather. Ano? Very special greeting sa lahat na nag-birthday o nag-celebrate ng kanilang wedding anniversaries at this time of the year. A reason for a great celebration. So stay tuned to this station, 104.6 Planet FM, from now until 6:40 kada Sabado sa gabi. We bring you some information, reflection, and compilation of articles that would have an impact on our day-to-day living, or perhaps reflect on, give us some thoughts to reflect on. So stay with us. You are on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM.
daghang salamat o Senyor Santo ninyo. Sa mahal mo nga panalangin, alam ka na mo. Kadasig o kalikun sa pagtubo. Kaluoy o pasay lugihatan mo. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva pit sinyo. Nagkahiusa ang tanan sa paghalay o pagdawat sa santos nga pagkalawat. Dugmak kalinaw ni Jesus akong nadawat. Santo ninyo kami magpasalamat. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva pit Senyor. Isang yaw ang iyak kadayanan, ipaambit ang gugma sa tanan, sa tanan. Daghang salamat o Senyor Santo ninyo. Sa mahal mo ng panalangin, alam ka na o. Kalikun sa pagtuo, kaluoy o pasay lugihatan mo. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Dayon ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva pit Senyor. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva pit Senyor. Daghang salamat, viva pit Senyor.
In our life, there is something that happens which encompasses our entire attention and thus may drain our positive energy. And in that point, we find life to be filled with stress. As our society grows more and more complex, finding true peace becomes more like trying to find an oasis in the desert. My life is a busy one as well, as running a company, and all of the stress and demands that comes with it definitely takes its toll over time. Therefore, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some of the methods that I use in my life to find peace and disconnect from the daily routine. First, accept what is. Spend time in nature. Learn the power of a smile. Think outwardly. Care about others. Never lose hope. Embrace your beliefs. Keep learning and live in the present moment. The writer of the article, which has some left anonymous, has some explanation on some of these methods for finding peace and disconnect from the daily routine. First, accept what is. There is only so much we can affect. What we cannot change, what we cannot influence, no matter what, should not be a concern to us. This is what I noticed with so many people, in that we focus and linger on things which we have no control over. Why worry about something that all the worrying in the world will not change? Why care about what other people think of us when we are not even sure what it is they are actually thinking about? Once we open the blinds to this fact and start accepting what is that we cannot change, we automatically relieve ourselves of a mountain of stress and anxiety. It is a huge weight. It's like a huge weight has been lifted from our shoulders. Taking this path is following a road toward peace. Another tip is learning the power of a smile. Whenever we are laughing or smiling, something interesting happens. Not only does something happen on a chemical level to make us feel better, but it also stops all the stress and negativity from entering our psyche. A simple smile can make such a difference. One example is, the other day I mishandled a dish and it fell on the floor, breaking into pieces, creating a big mess. Now I could have been angry with myself for being clumsy and thinking, here's another reason why life sucks. But I did the opposite. I began to smile and kind of make fun of myself for not being able to hold on to that plate properly. As I cleaned up the mess, there was no bitterness or anger. As a matter of fact, I did it with a smile on my face. I did it with peace. So whenever we find ourselves in a similar predicament, just think of the silver lining and don't be shy to poke fun at yourself. You will quickly realize that peace finds its way through much more easily to you when you smile. Another tip on finding peace is caring about others. You will never find peace by being self-consumed and only worrying about your own needs and wants. When you begin to genuinely care about other people, so much goodness comes right out. This only helps into solidifying your inner peace. It can be people close to you or pure strangers, but any act of kindness and goodwill eases your way towards peace. When I help other people, I stop focusing on my so-called problems and realize that my life is not so bad after all. This rids my entire being of all the stress and feelings of overwhelm. There is a great peace and wisdom in thinking and caring about other people, which we are blind to when we are too deep within our own selfish ways. Another tip to finding peace is to never lose hope. Hope is something we can never afford to lose. With hope, we always have a path towards peace. Whenever we get too stressed out and overwhelmed within our own life, we forget that hope. We forget that the sun always shines after a rainy day and that this is merely a bump in the road. I find immense peace in just knowing deep within my heart that everything will be okay. With hope, I know that whatever is seemingly terrible is only temporary and that soon enough, things will be just fine. This lifts off all of that negativity from my entire being, and I feel better pretty much instantly. Another tip in finding peace is to live in the present moment. Most of the time, what we worry about is relating to something either in the past or something that has not even happened yet. Living in the present moment erases all such thoughts. Why worry about something in the past that we cannot ever change? Why worry about something that we are not even sure will happen at all or not? This is why in the present moment we find true peace, true inner peace. In the present moment, there are no problems and no concerns. There is only stillness. And it is within that stillness that we can uncover peace. I used to be such a person that worried all the time, to the point where I had trouble sleeping. Once I learned to live in the present moment, I stopped thinking about the past and any potential future, and just worried about being ever present in each and every moment. My life is definitely more peaceful since then. When things in your life seem almost too much to handle, when 24 hours in a day are not enough, remember the mayonnaise jar and the 2 cups of coffee. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, he wordlessly picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full, and all the students agreed it was. Then the professor picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full, and all the students once again agreed it was full. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He asked once more if the jar was full, and the students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced 2 cups of coffee from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. All the students laughed. "Now," said the professor, as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things. God, your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions. And if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, or your car. The sand is everything else. They're the small stuff. They represent the small stuff in our life. If you put the sand into the jar first," the professor continued, "there will be no room for the pebbles, and definitely no room for the golf balls. And the same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small things, you will never have room for the things that are important to you, the things that matter more. So, pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. Take time to get medical checkups. Take your spouse out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf balls first. Take care of the things that really matter. Set your priorities and set them right. The rest is just sand." So one of the students raised her hand and inquired what the coffee represented. The professor gave a smile. "I'm glad you asked that. It just goes to show that no matter how full your life may seem, there will always be room for a couple of cups of coffee with a friend. So, think of the things that matter most. Set your priorities and set them right. The rest is just sand."
Saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa sa iyo, ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangari. Ito ako, nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangari. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap pa rin. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking padala, kayo'y aking kapili.
Salamat, Master Nani.
Sa lahat natin mga medical professionals dito sa Auckland. A special greetings to Monina Hernandez.
Ano? Yes, hello Monina, kumusta ka? Tito Oscar Day.
And also all our doctors, our nurses, nurse aides, caregivers, hi and hello to Adeko. Same Tito Oscar?
Yes.
To Shane Robeck, to Henry.
Henry McShane.
Yes.
And Matt.
And Cass Kasinta. Kasinta, yes. And of course, all the carpenters, Tito Oscar.
Mga boys na ako. Akong mga pinanggang boys.
Yes, so hi and hello sa mga friends natin. Especially to the Onehanga Bank Manager Joyce Jesta, Tito Oscar.
Si Bernadette.
At the Cooperative Bank in Onehanga. Okay. They are our main major sponsors. And also to the staff there, Bernadette.
Yes.
Hi. And
kumusta,
hello
Bernadette?
Also to another one of our major sponsors, Western Union. Hi to Jean and Weng Orehana, Tito.
Yes, may gabi din natin inyong tanan. Okay. Greetings also to Kuan. Si Kuan, nandiyan ang atong mga kaila sa Waikato region. Sa Thames.
Yes, you know. Tito Oscar, yeah. Mm. And Hamilton.
Yes. Kumusta ka mo din ang tanan? Bukot nyo ta ay pabugnaw. Proud to be a Filipino, Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar. And I think the time has come for us to say goodbye for tonight here on Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM.
Yes.
Please be with us again next Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Remember, we love you and we'll continue to keep you in our prayers. Ito ang inyong Tita Miriam. I'm thinking about you and praying that you'll keep well, especially during these very cold days.
Yes, kanina man lang yung walang ibang pinalangga sa kahanginan si Tito Oscar, saying to you, Pilipinas, Pilipinas mabuhay! Kita-kita bukas sa simbahan.
Yes, Tito Oscar, sa Filipino Mass, sa Good Shepherd Parish, 11:30, Tito Oscar na.
Yes, we will see each other there. Okay.
Once again, you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 every Saturday night.
Yes. Okay, this is a requested song, Shalala.
Shout out Tito Oscar sa lahat nating mga friends here in Auckland. And of course,
Greetings dito ni Brian og ni
Anna.
Okay, paing gabi eh, Brian.
Shit!